otherworldlyculture.com.
Well, hello, everybody. So glad to be with you on a beautiful Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday evening. Tonight, we're going to do the box office biggies of 1953. Hope there is going to be some more people joining us. Not a whole lot right now, but we're looking forward to seeing you all here. And hope you enjoy the programming. Huh, this is interesting. Hello. Welcome to the show, didn't make it. Okay, I am always learning new things about Facebook Live every time we do one of these shows, which is the primary reason we're doing these shows, is to make it a little more interesting doing some of this stuff. So, well, let's see. Will it give me the... Okay, there it goes. Interesting. All right. So we're going to talk about 1953. Now, we talked about the sacrilege that was 1952, where Singing in the Rain is somewhere, was somewhere near the middle of the top 10, where it should have clearly, to me, been the top movie. But we'll see how this year stacks up. I didn't introduce myself. I'm supposed to introduce myself. My name is Tim Kretschmann. And yeah, right there. And see, this is bad, though. See, I moved that thing. Yeah, that's bad. We're going to have to work on that. And we want to remind you all that you can follow us on Twitter. Hit the wrong thing. There we go. At Radio Other. Radio Other on Twitter. And you can follow all of our antics from all of our different shows. But right now, what we're going to do is get in the time machine. And here we are. We're in the time machine. We have gone back to 1953. Whoosh! Whoosh! Was that believable? All right, let's take a look at 1953. First of all, let's see, what were the ticket prices then? Wrong way. There. 56 cents. Haven't seen that one in a while. I think about this sort of stuff. Okay, that was 60, 70 years ago. But boy, oh boy. The dollars sure have multiplied over the years, huh? Just a little bit. Okay, let's go to the number one movie of 1953. Can anybody guess what that is? Watching the chat room, seeing a whole lot of nothing. Not seeing any reaction. So, we're going to go ahead and unveil it. The top movie of 1953... The Robe made $39.2 million, or $586 million if you use today's dollars. That would be a monster hit. I saw this movie, so I don't have to hit the shame button this time. I saw this movie, of course, on AMC. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was AMC. Saw it on a pretty decent-sized screen, but I can imagine what this thing was like in CinemaScope. It was made to be huge. I don't know that it was good. I don't know if it was good. But it needed to be huge. I remember this was the first movie I saw with Victor Mature in it. And not too impressed. Okay, so that was number one. Let's go to number two. My favorite on the toilet. Let's see. Here we go. From Here to Eternity. Of course, iconic because of the love scene in the sand. Burt Lancaster, Montgomery Clift in it. Donna Reed, Frank Sinatra. Deborah Kerr and Adam West. Adam West was in this movie, and a lot of people thought, oh, this is it. He's going to be a big star. And then he got a whole lot of, like, television guest shots and stuff. And it wasn't until Batman that he got kind of a starring role. So, from here to eternity, $30.9 million. That would be $462 million today. That would also be a monster hit. But back then, remember, not as much competition from television. I mean, you had grainy visions of Milton Berle at the time. Radio was strong. But movies were really king at this time. All right, now let's go to number three in 1953. The House of Wax. This makes me smile so much. First of all, it's the first appearance of Vincent Price in our top sevens. House of Wax, $30.3 million, or $453 million in today's dollars. That's big time. That's big time. That's a blockbuster. In 3D, it was probably the first big 3D movie of the 50s. 3D has come back a couple of times. I'm trying to remember. I think this is at least when 3D first was popularized, was in the 50s. There was a craze for a couple of years of 3D movies, most of them of substandard quality. This was a good one. My favorite 3D movie is actually in black and white, Creature of the Black Lagoon. It kind of died down. Well, died down almost completely. And then he came back for a brief revival in the 80s, which brought us stuff like Friday the 13th Part 3, which many people actually think is one of the better installments. I tend to agree with him, and it was the first time that he put on the hockey mask. Jaws 3, if you've seen Jaws 3, I urge you to try Jaws 3D. First of all, you've already gone through the pain. You might as well enjoy the good part, which was the 3D imagery was very good. The movie, not as much, but the 3D imagery was very good. The effects, different story. Okay, so that's House of Wax, first 3D, first Vincent Price we've had in the countdown since 1950. Let's go to numero four. Vir, as my forefathers would say. And here we go again. We got some Disney. We have Disney with Walt Disney's Peter Pan. $27.3 million or $408 million in today dollars. Not too shabby. In fact, really freaking good. So congratulations to Peter Pan. I like Peter Pan a lot. It's not my favorite of the classic Disney. I have to admit. My favorite classic Disney is one that a lot of people don't like, and it's Robin Hood. And that's got a lot to do with, I was one of the early adopters of the Disney Channel, and they put that thing on repeat. And I just got indoctrinated by that one. But it's got a great opening song, Robin Hood, Little John running in the forest. Here I go singing again. Anyway, Peter Pan coming in, I think that was that four? That was four. Good, I hit the right button, because that's embarrassing when I don't. Number five, it's a handful. Shane with Alan Ladd. Darn it. I have not seen Shane. This is probably my father's least favorite Western, and he loves... Sometimes he even likes the Westerns that go on those shovel DVDs where they have 10,000... Westerns for like a buck, and he likes some of those movies. I'm like, that's sad, but he does not like Shane. I've never watched it as a direct result. I know that Jack Palance is in it, so I probably would enjoy it at least a little bit, but I've never seen it, and it's one I do plan to fix it sometime. $22.7 million, $340 million today. That would be Shane coming in at number 5 in 1953, followed by a number 6, How to Marry a Millionaire. I just realized that I actually have the Spanish version of that poster there. At least I think it is. I don't know. It's foreign. Marilyn Monroe, Betty Grable, Lauren Bacall. Two in a row. Ouch! I have not seen this movie yet. This is one I've always wanted to see, though. And I will be rectifying that. I did see what I think is the next one here. So we'll let this go away. This was number 6. 22.1 million, 331 million today. That'd be a pretty big hit. That would not be anything anybody's ashamed about. But we are going to go to number 7. Yep, this is the one. This I've seen. This is Jane Russell and Marilyn Monroe with Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. I actually saw it fairly recently. Kind of a musical comedy. Not a lot of musical numbers, but it does have the iconic Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend with Marilyn Monroe, which I think was actually shot twice for some reason. There's some sort of story behind that, that they had to do it twice. 22.1 million, 330 million today. That would still be a really big hit in today's dollars. I wasn't a fan. I thought it was an okay movie. I didn't think it was one of those movies that you should get very, very excited about. So let's run them down. In the top 10, we had The Robe was number 1, From Here to Eternity, followed by The House of Wax, Peter Pan, our Disney entry of the year, 1953, Shane coming in at 5, 6, How to Marry a Millionaire, 7, As Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, and let's get 8, 9, and 10. 8 is Salome, gotta admit, that's a shame-a-roo. Magambo, well, we'll just put that right there. And number 10, Knights at a Round Table in 1953. Oh my god, froze out for the 10. Very painful to me, but I have to admit, when I don't know them, but I'm kind of surprised to see them on a top 10 list. Let's go to our friends at the Ultimate Movie Reviews, and I got the website up here, and you can see, based on their ratings, what movies would be in the top 10, and we do have some movies right there in the top 3 of their movie ratings. Now, remember, the movie Ultimate Movie Ratings, they're looking at box office, but they also look at how the movie reviews were, and on a number of different websites. They take a look at a number of different things, and Oscar nominations are part of the mix as well. Roman Holiday comes in at number 3. I gotta say, I'm shocked that wasn't in our top 10 for the year. The next bunch, those were all in the top 10. Stalag 17 did not show up in the top 10. Interesting. Hondo, another one. Surprised that wasn't in there. Julius Caesar, you know, that's like eating vegetables. Nobody wants that. Let's see, we're going down the list. Bandwagon. Bandwagon's a good flick. It doesn't do the pop-up. The Wild One, I don't know. They're dropping off pretty quick in my mind here. Calamity Jane, okay. The 1953 Titanic. War of the Worlds. Way down here. I thought that was a people pleaser of a movie. I realize some people don't like 53. George Pal produced War of the Worlds. But I like it a lot. And then get a load of what's down here. Kiss Me, Kate. Kiss Me, Kate. That's a great musical. By the way, available on 3D if you get the special setup. It's supposed to be pretty darn good. My brother hasn't let me watch it on his yet, though. Yes, hey. But I love Howard Keel, and Seven Brides, as you know, was one of our other previous years in the top 10. Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, probably, was that like the birth of Ray Harryhausen? That was one of his first films. It was certainly a huge, huge movie. Then look at this. We got Mom and Pa Kettle on Vacation. Keep in mind, quality of the film, how the critics received it and everything, is part of this particular score from Ultimate Movie Ratings. How the hell did that get up so high? Have you ever watched a Mom and Pa Kettle movie? I'm not saying they're terrible. I'm saying they're all the same. I think I got to watch one again because maybe it'll be this one. Because I just find it unbelievable how well those movies did. What I'm not seeing this time, and maybe I just didn't recognize it, I'm not seeing a Martin and Lewis. Maybe this is when they broke up. It came from outer space. Let's see. Well, we don't have a whole lot of people in our live, which hurts my feelings. But if we did, I would ask the magical question. It came from outer space. What was that movie remade as? And that would be Alien. That was the template for the movie Alien. And redone. And made a whole lot gorier. Houdini, I think that's the Tony Curtis, Janet Leigh version. And if that is, that is a great movie. And then we're through. That was the 50 in the... of the Ultimate Movie Rings, which I think looking through that list is probably all that is necessary for our important study here in the time machine from 1953. Want to thank you all once again for coming to the program. Just a quick reminder that I am your host. And you can follow us on Twitter.com at Radio Other. And I'm your host. Here we go. I'm your host, Tim Gretchman from Otherworldly Culture. And we hope you enjoyed tonight's presentation. I know a lot of people aren't watching this live, but I'm hoping that you catch it later and you get a kick in and charge out of it. If you do, hit that the thumbs up or hit that heart for love. Even if you think I'm actually funny, hit that little smiley deal. What I don't want to see is any of the sad icons or any of the wow, I'll take, but that angry icon, I don't like that one. So don't hit that one, and certainly don't hit it a bunch of times. That would bother me. So when you're watching this, whenever you're watching this, feel free to add some comments. You won't see it up on the screen as we're able to do the live. But think about that and maybe join us for the next show here on Box Office Biggies. I still haven't come up with a good closing to the show. So I'm going to throw this out to the four people that watch this thing. And if you can come up with a good closing to the show, I'd like it. I can't use Save the Aisle Seats. You know, you can't use that. I can't use Unpleasant Dreams, you know, I want something that's kind of box office-y, so I don't know, Tear the Ticket, Adios, I don't know, but I guess what I'm going to say for now is good night, and hope you enjoyed the show, and tell a friend about our show. It's only going to get more interesting as we get closer to our current years, though I have to admit, so many movies making the equivalent of over $500 million a year. That's pretty interesting. Okay, I don't think that happens all that often in today's video. Oh, what just happened? Look at that. Why did that happen again? Oh, my goodness. There we go. Now that's fixed. I don't know why it does things like that. Kind of bothers me. Anyway, hope you all have a great evening. And wish you all the best. And help me come up with a much better and maybe even a funny closing for the shows. Wishing you all the best. And we'll talk to you again real soon. This has been Box Office Biggies 1953.